Welcome to another episode of Morning Coffee with your host, Rick Alexander. I started this show to talk about all of the interesting, complex, paradoxical, and sometimes uncomfortable aspects of the human experience. If you get anything from this show, the greatest compliment you could give me is to share this show with somebody that you think the message may resonate with, or to head to iTunes and give us a 5-star review. Additionally, if you want to interact with me, you can follow me at @RickAlexander_ on Instagram. Without further ado, on to the show. So I am in Costa Rica, so the sound for today's podcast might be a little bit different, a little bit off from what you are used to, but we've got to make do with what we have. And so today I want to talk about your life as if it were curriculum. Thinking about your own life as a curriculum in which you are here to learn certain things and to learn from can be tough to grasp depending on your relationship with learning itself. And so we've got to ground our conversation today in what that means to learn something from a curriculum. Some of us grew up being told that certain environments, be them classrooms, Sunday school, etc., were about fostering learning, which may have created a schism in the way we understand our own ability to acquire and adapt to new knowledge. Being brought up with this view may imply that other environments are not for learning, which might close the door on some of the greatest learning opportunities that we have, right? And so what I'm saying is we've been conditioned to think that learning takes place only in certain environments. And when that's the case, we tend to miss out on a bunch of learning, teachable moments that our life has for us, specifically just because we don't necessarily always think about them as learning moments. These are moments where we can transmute heartbreak into openness and what we fear into what we understand, which is precisely what that fear has been trying to teach us from the very first moment that we noticed it. It tells us there's something we should understand better about being here. And just as a rule in general, I don't believe that things are here for us to fear. We have fear. Fear is an informational input. It tells us to avoid something. It tells us that there's something that we should know that could hurt us, harm us, even end our lives. But in general, we want to move from a place of fear to a place of understanding. If we stay only boxed in by what we fear, it'll grow and we'll get smaller. And what we'll find is that we have less and less mobility over time. And so whenever you find something that you do fear, it can be helpful for you to think about, well, what is this trying to help me understand? So if we're not in the habit of synthesizing what we've gone through and reflecting on it in a productive way, the various lessons we go through remain disembodied and outside of our awareness as being helpful. Like, I've met a lot of people that have had really hard lives, but that's all they've had. They haven't had really hard lives that taught them how to be in the world. And typically, if you have had a really difficult, painful life, I mean, we all go through difficulty and pain, but if you have had a life that has exposed you to a lot of lessons, it is really helpful to learn to productively think about what you've gone through and what that might look like going forward. Conversely, when we view our experiences as if they are teaching us something or have taught us something as we view past experience, we can then integrate that knowledge into our lives, and then it becomes wisdom in your soul. And when you begin to view your life in this way, you'll start to see that you're an endless well of this wisdom, and that you've been learning more and more about what it means to be human since the beginning. You've learned through pain, you've learned through striving, and you've learned through love. Now, when we try to only accept the parts of the lesson that we like for example, maybe we accept the love, but we really reject the pain, and we put walls up, we put walls around our hearts. We've all been there. But we find that we become disintegrated over time. And our life is trying to teach us how to be whole through what we've gone through. It's teaching us how to set boundaries. It's teaching us what's important. And we cannot become whole when we've decided that there are parts of our lives that we cannot face or parts of our lives that we must reject. And so as we've assimilated to various learning models throughout our lives, it's likely that we've also learned to acquire knowledge from the outside of an experience, studying it from the sidelines and observing and inferring what that might mean, right? This is how learning is done in the academy. But it should be said that learning in an academic setting is one very small subset of what it means to actually gain knowledge. Our life gives us what many academic lessons have trouble providing, and that is experiential knowledge. We carry this sort of knowledge around in our body, which is why it's actually called somatic intelligence, if you've ever heard of that term. Rather than your world existing solely in your head, as tends to happen academically, somatic intelligence allows you to tap into the wisdom of your entire being. And you've probably noticed this before, because if you think about the way that the academy fosters knowledge, and you know, I get it, I'm gonna work through my PhD here, so I'm fully on board with the academy. But it is worth understanding that it is only a very small subset of knowledge. And the issue is, if you never jump into the breadth of experience, remember in the Life as Adventure episode, I said, look, life reveals its meaning to you in the depth of experience. And that's what allows you to be a whole person. And one thing that you'll notice is that people who learn only in the academy, they tend not to have the kind of knowledge that can always help them through their day-to-day experiences. In my experience, it's much better to view all of your life as a learning experience, because it's always trying to teach you something about what you don't know. Let's use love, because that's the one that I think often cuts us off to learning. You think back to the first time that you fell in love when you were like 15 or 16 or something, and it's almost this like blissful experience that kind of carries you off a bit. And then at some point, that experience is going to end, right? That first sort of dipping your toes in what love actually is, right? You're just starting to comprehend what it means to like really feel something. And there's so much physiology and neurochemistry that's being upregulated when you're falling in love. And so it feels like parts of yourself are actually being carried off in some way. Well, it's pretty easy to fall in love that first time, right? That first smile, that first kiss, that first moment where you're like just smitten with somebody and you feel that sort of expansiveness within you and you feel almost like you could die, right? And then it's going to end, as I said. Now, you have something interesting that's happening here, right? We have to be subjected to what doesn't work, to borders, to regulations, to limits, in order for us to figure out how we go beyond them. Because what you'll notice as you go through your life is, like, actually, when you know how bad love can hurt, right, which is the ending that is going to happen, when you know how bad your life can actually hurt you, then you know what it actually means to fall in love, right? You've learned something. You are not only, you're taking what you've learned and then you're combining that with bold action, right? Which is, if you know how much it hurts to fall in love and you choose to do so again, now you're really learning how to love. And what you'll find as you do that, as you get your heart broken and then you step back into the arena to love somebody else, you're going to find that you are rewarded with a deeper sense of love. Now, not always, it's got to be the right person. But by and large, what you'll find is when you actually, you know, that first time, your ability, your capacity to love was only so much. And by you facing all the pain that you've gone through, learning from it, not putting the walls up, you know, of course, we're all going to do that, but eventually learning to bring them back down, to let people in, and hopefully to let people in with boundaries, right? Because, you know, walls keep people out, but boundaries show people where the door is. They show people how to love you. As I've heard Danielle say a lot, my partner, she says, boundaries are the high quality information that people need in order to love you correctly. And so once you learn to get all of that in place, which your life has been trying to teach you, because when you have no boundaries and that just gets transcended, right, that pain is almost unbearable. But then when you enter into a place of love, after you've gone through what could only be described as heartache or heartbreak, getting hit by the truck, so to speak, then you really, really learn what it's like to love. And maybe you do that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 times in your life. The whole time your life is teaching you, hey, pay attention. This matters. Like, you're entered into it naively, right? And so most people, as they enter into a situation naively and have it backfire or find that someone lets them down, because we're humans and we do that, they want to put the walls up and they want to stop the whole thing. They want to like just stop the pain, for example. But maybe your life is actually trying to teach you to put boundaries up so that you can enter into love in a deeper sense. Because once you've suffered, your capacity to love is actually enlarged. Your capacity to feel is enlarged. And so when that capacity is put towards something positive, you're rewarded with its polarity, right? That suffering you went through was not for nothing, unless, of course, you put your walls up and you never let anybody in and you don't ever get to experience the positive aspect of that. So this little tangent really is only to say that our life is constantly teaching us how to be here. And what you'll find is that the people that didn't work out and the relationships that maybe ended worse than you'd hope, they're teaching you where you need boundaries. They're teaching you what differently to accept. Same thing, this isn't just romantic relationships, this is friendships, this is every single aspect of our lives, right? We're getting real-time feedback with emotions, as I said at the beginning, with fear, with pain, with all of these things that we're subjected to that we tend to want to protect ourselves with. What I would ask you is, what if the job here, what if your goal here is not to protect yourself? What if it is to learn, to get into a deeper experience of what it means to actually be human? And in that, you might find it was all worth it in a way that you can't configure right now, you can't think about right now, you can't get your mind around right now. That is the beauty of always looking at your life as if it is teaching you something. We can learn through love in this life, and we can learn through pain in this life. Unfortunately, oftentimes when we resist what our life is trying to teach us, it actually prolongs the pain. And so we've got to get to this moment where we say, we look at the cycles we've lived through, we looked at the repeating patterns, and we say, what is this trying to teach me? What do I have to understand about what it means to be here and be fully engaged in my life? That's the power of looking at your life as if it is a curriculum. You know, you can start to see this whole entire thing as an arena. You know, it's got built-in obstacles. It teaches you how to love. It teaches you how to suffer. It teaches you how to move through difficulty with grace. And if you can continue to do that, to build on what you've learned, the thing that you're going to find is that you're a more whole and expansive human being. And that is one of the greatest things in this world, things that a lot of people will never get to when they're so busy protecting themselves and just keeping themselves from the lessons that their life is actually trying to teach them. That's been my experience anyway. I love you guys. I hope you have an amazing day. We'll talk later on Morning Coffee.